March 28th, 8 a.m. Today is the Public Works and Utilities meeting. Present today are council members Fred Kennedy and council members Greg Hansen filling in for Kathy Watson. And on the agenda, we have the Washington Street Improvement Project.
Yes, good morning. Katie Ratter, the project manager of Public Works. Anyway, so we put forward the construction contract at the last meeting, which was approved. And so now I'm bringing before you a contract for the construction engineering portion. And so basically, information's all attached on the staff report. What we've set up is a contract with Reichart Niebe of Linden to provide engineering support mostly. They also provide via subcontractors the surveying and the materials testing. The city, as we have been doing for the last few years, will be the lead as far as contract administration, doing materials review, and then the inspection. So this contract is for $126,536.58, which will allow us the backup that we need, city staff, in order to properly administer the contract. So I could talk for a long time, but I don't really want to. If anybody has any questions.
Well done, Katie.
Just comments. Yeah, well done. You've got all the schedules in there, the scopes in there, all your tasks are lined out, your subconsultants are spot on. So yeah, it looks like you got it covered, and you got 75 days to get it done.
Right.
When do they start?
Well, so right now we've got it scheduled to have the contractor get the road closed about a week ahead of when they start for Cascade Gas. Cascade's got some gas lines that are going to be in the way of the new storm system. And so that's set up for the week of April 23rd. And so that's when the road will be closed. And then the contractor will start the week of the 30th. So
this could go on the consent agenda.
Move to put on consent.
Second.
Okay, motion to put on consent. Question call? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cheers.
Shortest meeting ever.
So it's related, but not totally. I had handed these out. Greg was pointing out some formatting stuff. That's because I messed with Stephanie's design. So anyway, we do have an open house scheduled for the 4th of April. And so I've got cards. I was going to leave them here for council members. And then if you have, you know, constituents or whatever that you think might be interested in going to the meeting. That is the 4th at 5:30 over here at the library, from 5:30 to 7. It'll be an open house style. Kevin, myself, Stephanie, Jared, our inspector, will be there. Representatives from Reichart Niebe will be there to talk about the design. We'll have one of our large overhead drawings with everybody's properties there and the improvements overlaid on top. And then we'll also have representatives from the contractor there. So anyway, if anybody's interested, I'll leave those.
I announced it at Ferndale Heritage Society meeting last night, too.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Is this something you did with the other Washington Street project?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Related to this project, in fact, there's two other public works things that we have a couple minutes I wanted to quickly talk about. On the Washington Street project, all of us have seen back over in the Cost Cutter parking lot in front of Napa, there's a little speed bump, and I hate those speed bumps. You know, you get jarring and things like that. But you do need something for traffic calming, that is, i.e. slowing folks down. In fact, just yesterday, I think we heard from some folks on Washington Street on the heels of this project. Some people there feel like the high school students kind of speed along Washington Street now. And I know that when we completed the portal project up to Grandview, afterwards you can go a lot faster on that road since it's nice brand new.
Church Road, same thing.
So there is a concern that the kids and others may even go faster when we redo Washington, because it's going to be wider and smoother. So one of the traffic control devices, if you will, that we're going to be talking about or putting in is something called a speed table, where there, instead of being a small bump you go over, you literally, the car goes up on and then travels across the flat portion, hence the table, and then comes back down. It's much less jarring, it's easier for emergency vehicles, it's easier for plowing, it's just made things better. In fact, over many places, these are referred to as sleeping policemen, because they are really good at just slowing folks down. So there's one spot on Washington where we're considering putting it in, but we may have actually put it down in two spots, so that's something you'll be seeing. There's certain places where it should be. It should not be on main streets, but secondary streets and certainly residential streets. This is something that are getting to be quite acceptable in the United States. There's the MUTCD, I think is whatever there. So there's signage for it and everything like that too, and there's standards out there on their size. So that's one thing. But the other thing I wanted to briefly mention is on Main Street, so on Main Street, you have the opening for Napa and the Bowling Alley.
Highways to the upper side there.
And right now, north would be this way. So what we do is there's two lanes here, and as you know, you can come up and take that free light and head towards Bellingham. Well, invariably, a lot of times, and we've seen this, with the traffic light here on the overpass, you get cars backed up, and then cars are coming in here, and then someone wants to take the left into Napa, and these cars can't see them because there's a line of cars. And we've had, over the last 2 years, on average, about 15 accidents there. Hmm. And this year, if the rate at which we've had accidents from January through March continues, we're on schedule to have 30 accidents this year. So it is one of the higher areas of the city where accidents are occurring. And if you were harking back to when Transpo did their presentation, you remember those red blobs that showed where traffic has changed over time? This is the area where we've seen more and more traffic. And so this conflict here is only going to increase as time goes on. And unfortunately, some of these accidents can be quite serious because you have cars that are literally turning sideways and they're getting T-boned or potentially T-boned. In fact, after we talked about it just the other night, I went home and there was a little gap there and a bus was there. The bus was providing the gap. And I thought to myself, I wonder if someone's gonna, and someone did actually try to pull in front of me. So what we're talking with our engineers about doing is actually putting, not unlike you see in front of Woods Coffee, a center median along that whole area there with what they call candlesticks, those posts that stand up that are flexible. So it will disallow that left-hand turn into, and it will also prevent that turn out. So most likely, and our engineers are looking at it, we're probably going to run that center median quite a distance along from the intersection. So folks are going to have to go down to Labounty and come along to here in order to get in there and get out. It's a little more, it's safer because it'll be traffic controlled. But right now our engineers are looking at it. We'll have to see what they come up with, what the cost might be, what the timing might be. But since both of these things are things that folks may eventually see and comment on, I want to kind of give you kind of an advanced
notice. You might get pushback from the grocery outlet and the liability of this thing. That if we don't do something, we know what to do.
I was surprised that there were 15. I mean, I figured, okay, yeah, a couple here and there, it might happen. But it's getting to be quite the event.
I didn't see a delineation on the information that we got from the chief on how many accidents, but I do understand that there have been injury accidents there as well.
Yeah, he did give the number, but to get the number, he had to get the report, so we could find out if you're interested, just how serious if
that illustrates. This came from the chief. This is something.
Yeah. Because he's starting to a program, and you've heard this probably in other places, where it's an outgrowth of the GIS program, where you start mapping not only where perhaps you have burglaries in town, but where you have accidents in town, and it helps you kind of more intelligently target where your assets can be. And this is something that really popped up quite vividly on his radar, so he brought that to our attention. I don't know if any of you have had any experiences out
there, but okay. And people tend to get past that light and they're like, you know, freeway bound, and so they're starting to get up to freeway speed
right.
as they go through that. So those aren't just 25 mile an hour crashes, those are likely
35.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm probably as guilty of that as anybody else, but mm-hmm. So those aren't just casual accidents.
Exactly.
Those could be pretty bad.
This is one of these bits of information probably don't need to know, but I find it interesting. Years ago, when we were starting to talk about roundabouts in town, I started looking into the safety factors. It turns out that the human body can withstand an impact of about 25 miles an hour. If you have an impact to your body greater than 25 miles an hour, it will probably kill you. And they're saying that that's why you can't kill yourself by running into a wall, because no one can run 25 miles an hour. So the human body is kind of made so it can't kill itself, but yet we've now invented cars.
You're lucky.
And I wish it quite easy.
Oh, yeah. I was going about what? Two?
So that's I bring that up only because you're right. I know when I go, and of course I leave town every day, but and most of you do too. You probably look at your speedometer. It's probably above 25 when you're in that right-hand lane, getting ready to go down the freeway.
Those three roundabouts, both exits. I guess four.
Yeah.
It really makes sense. Really is the big fix there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, figured we had a couple of minutes. I wanted to let you know that what's on the horizon for traffic safety in town.
Anything else? I guess this concludes our meeting.